As a little rain finally falls, the Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, has issued another update on the ongoing drought and state of local emergency, Seoul, on October 21. What you can do? The region has seen some rain in the last 24 hours, but the Chapman watershed needs at least 150 millimeters of rain to replenish. If too much rain falls at once, it would likely run off instead of soaking into the soil. In the update, the SCRD asks residents to check the culverts and drains on their properties for blockages. For concerns about culverts and blockages not on your property, the SCRD recommends contacting your municipality or Capilano Highway Services for those near roadways. Water use has dipped below 9 million liters per day, and the SCRD is setting a new daily target, no more than 8.5 million liters, to make sure water supply is available into early November, less than 2 weeks away. Turning off taps. As of October 21, the SCRD has shut off water for some residences. The press release says this action is a last resort, and can come after months or years of ongoing communications with property owners. Some of these properties are among the highest users in the Chapman water system, and much of that volume is being wasted because of leaks. In our current water supply situation, it is imperative that these leaks are fixed immediately so that water is available for essential purposes in the Chapman water system. The SCRD is aware of the concerns of those affected by these shutoffs. However, property owners have been warned of the potential for this to occur. Some of those owners are working with the SCRD to restore service in order to access water for some hours of the day. Staff from volunteer fire departments have been pulled in to help enforce the Seoul and resolve property leaks. Taking action. The SCRD is also taking other measures to address water supply. Yesterday, the environmental flow needs, EFNs, into Chapman Creek were reduced with permission from senior government. The reduction will remain in place until the end of Stage 4 or when salmon are confirmed to be migrating upstream. Low early morning temperatures have not yet impacted the siphons. The SCRD is preparing to move the siphons at Edwards Lake, and is anticipating approval from BC Parks to do so next week. Work on temporary access to water from the Church Road well field is anticipated to be complete in early November.